Let's talk about something every person on the planet cares about. Food. Because prices are going up. Way up.
You've noticed an increase in the amount of money that you're spending at the grocery store. You're not alone.
There seems to be no end to rising food costs in the country.
4 de cada 10 personas en la ciudad dejaron de comer las 3 comidas al día por el alto costo de los alimentos.
From the poorest countries to the richest, the rising cost of food is hurting a lot of people.
I'm not a frugal guy. But I just saw the prices, my favorite milk, go up in a week.
Ya no se les puede dar una alimentación correcta a los niños porque pues les quita uno por decir la carne o les quita uno la fruta. No se puede darles todo.
So what's behind the jump in prices? And why is just about everyone in the world feeling it? Here's an idea of just how much pricier the basics have become. According to the UN's Global Food Price Index, in the last year, the cost of cereals went up almost 13%, meat 17%, sugar is up 20%, and vegetable oil shot up 34%.
The FAO Food Price Index is at its highest level since 2011.
If we go back to the lows of 2020, roughly 18 months ago, food prices are up 47% globally. So this is really an unusual circumstance.
Now there's a lot that goes into the price of food. Take for example, a tomato. To grow one, farmers will usually use fertilizer and pesticides. To harvest, they need workers, equipment, and fuel. And then the tomato needs transporting to wherever it's being sold. With processed food, say something like a frozen pizza, there's even more going on. Ingredients might need importing from around the world. Plus, it needs to be made, packaged, and distributed.
When it comes to more processed food, then supply chains get really complicated. Different logistical facilities are involved. Different players are involved.
Now, what's been happening over the last year or so is that all those costs that go into food have been going up. It's inflation. Price hikes across the board that feed into each other.
Inflation is rising at its fastest rate in 40 years.
Inflation is kind of the rising tide that lifts all ships, in a sense.
So you've got this backdrop of rising inflation. And then when it comes to food prices, there are some other big things going on right now, too. Let's start with supply chains. We're basically talking about all the cogs in the system of production, distribution, transport, and retail. But right now, the global supply chain is a mess, mostly because of the pandemic, which caused a big and sudden shift in production and consumption patterns. Then when COVID lockdowns lifted, there was a surge in demand for all kinds of things. Right now, the shipping industry is maxed out and there's a shortage of containers. When it comes to food, it's causing delays in transporting bulk products like grains and sugar. All those delays, problems, and bottlenecks are affecting supplies and pushing prices up.
For some products, like dairy products, we still see those supply chain difficulties having some impact on international trade flows.
Remember, too, that there are people involved at every stage of the food supply chain who were also affected by the pandemic. A lot of people couldn't work because they had COVID or were isolating. Some workers were sacked, others quit, switched jobs, or retired early. Some were locked out of countries where they worked. Take the palm oil industry in Malaysia as just one example.
Production has been poor for the last 8 or 9 months. Immigrant workers who tend to serve as the harvesters of Malaysian palm have not been able to come into the country, creating labor shortages and reducing production.
Okay, so those are the main supply chain problems. Then there's energy prices. They've gone up too. Especially the cost of oil and gas. And that affects the food industry in lots of ways. To start with, most fertilizers rely on chemicals like nitrogen and ammonia, and they're made with natural gas, which now costs more. Higher fuel prices mean getting anything anywhere is more expensive. And that cost increase is usually passed on to consumers. Another side effect of high energy prices is that some farmers, especially in countries like the US, Brazil, and Germany, have a bigger incentive to shift from food production to fuel production.
Larger quantities of maize, vegetable oils, and sugar get diverted to producing biofuels, which lead to less supplies for food and feed, and as a result, it pushes prices further up.
Then, on top of all of this, you've got bad weather. Things like droughts, floods, and extreme temperatures. Climate change is a big part of it.
We've had poor growing conditions in North America. Canada's wheat crop was very poor. The U.S. had northern parts of their growing area were extraordinarily hot and dry this summer. And then we've got the same sort of situation in major producers and exporters in South America right now. Brazil and Argentina, Paraguay have all had really poor growing seasons this year.
Climate change is driving prices up, and Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report suggested that only as a result of climate change we're likely to see food prices to go up by around 100%.
So those are some of the more universal factors affecting food prices. But each country also has its own set of issues, like the state of its economy and what the government may be doing in the food sector, things like taxes on food imports or subsidies to keep prices down for consumers. In Turkey, for example, people are dealing with a seriously weak currency. Last year, the lira lost 40% of its value against the dollar. That means anything that Turkey imports is way more expensive, including food and things used to produce food.
Prices are going up night and day. So they wake up today and they go to market and they see the prices of food and other items going up. Poor households, the lowest 20% percentile in terms of income levels, spend around 30% of their income on food. This percentage is actually increasing due to inflation.
Turkey is just one example where things are particularly tough right now. But the poorest being hit the hardest, well, that applies everywhere. Because in general, people with lower incomes spend a much bigger proportion of their income on food. And when something as essential as food suddenly becomes unaffordable, well, we've seen what can happen.
It harms people's standard of living. That creates frustration and oftentimes is destabilizing.
We all remember the rising prices episode of 2007-2008 and also in 2010-11, and what that caused in terms of rights and social unrest.
It's a triggering factor for political tensions, political instability.
So governments are under pressure, and many are scrambling to figure out how to respond right now. But those global issues we talked about that are pushing food prices up, they don't look like they're going away anytime soon. And a lot of people all around the world are really feeling it. If there's a story or a topic you want to get your head around, get in touch with us in the comments or reach out to us on Twitter or Facebook. Also, make sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can't miss our next episode.